The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
But now we're going to talk about what's been trending online this week, and I'm joined by entertainment journalist Olivia Fahey. Hello, Olivia.
Good morning.
That'll be trending after last night.
Honestly, yes. And the fact that, you know, when things like that come from left field, you do have to wonder, like, are they trying to get ahead of a story? Historically, that is usually kind of what happens. But yeah, it just seemed, I woke up this morning to see it, like, on my, you know, Google Trends to be like, oh, what? How did that happen?
We'll have to wait and see what emerges. But you've been taking a look at what's been trending over the last 7 days. And we're starting with the Malcolm in the Middle star, Frankie Muniz's son,
yes,
who has stolen the spotlight at the premiere of the new iteration of that show.
Yes, so we've got this brand new special, four episodes that are coming out on Disney Plus soon. And literally they had like the full reunion. Everyone's really excited to see the family back together again. And the only person that we could talk about was Frankie's son, Moz, who is just the cutest little thing. He was there posing up a storm with his dad on the red carpet. He had this gorgeous kind of like burgundy red blazer on, a little dicky bow, which he was playing with for the photographers. And he was just working that red carpet like nobody's business. And it was just one of those things where it's quite funny to think of Frankie as like a grown up. He's nearly 40 now. He has children of his own. And I have to say, Moz is like his mini me. And it's just quite cute to see that contrast.
Maybe that's why it's connecting with people then. So his son is Malcolm now.
He's the new Malcolm. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, it's a lovely, lovely little thing. And I'm really excited for the series as well. I can't wait to sort of check it out and see what they've done. From the trailers, the tone seems to be very much on point with the original. So hopefully they can keep that going throughout the four episodes.
Well, the remakes, people are always suspicious about them, whether they will work or not. And we've had bad experiences in the past, but vibe is good for Malcolm in the Middle, is it?
The vibe is good so far, so I'm keeping my fingers, toes and everything else crossed.
But they also, another talking point closer to home was this parrot in Dublin Airport, which everybody here was talking about. Why do you think it got such traction? Is it just firing off people's imaginations?
I think it was just a case of, how did a parrot end up at Dublin Airport?
Do we know?
The main thing. And I don't think they've actually ever shared how the parrot escaped its home. And it was just a surprise to see. And Dublin Airport, they did a really clever thing of just kind of like running with it. And they're like, oh, we've nicknamed the bird Troy. They weren't really sure if it was male or female at the time, but because of all the Troy parrot talk around, you know, Ireland qualifying or hopefully qualifying for the World Cup, which of course didn't happen. But there's always been a lot of like connection to that. So when the parrot arrived, they were like, brilliant, we're going to jump on this. And honestly, they ran with it and so did the world. This story ended up on BBC News. It ended up on Australian News. It ended up on the Daily Mail. You know, it was everywhere to the point that, you know, when it was announced that, oh, we found the owner, the bird's name is actually Lola, but she's now adopting the nickname Troy. So it's just one of those like really cute, uplifting stories that everyone was just like, oh, isn't that lovely? And when there's such like bad news in the world, sometimes you just need something lovely to lift you up a little bit.
How did they prove that the owner who turned up to claim Lola was actually the owner?
So basically they were able to verify it because of her tag number, but then also when he called her name, she reacted immediately. So they were like, oh, okay, she's familiar with that voice and she's familiar with that name. So it must be her owner. But it was very cute. And they learned that, you know, she loves watermelon and strawberries. She's nearly 2 years old and she is very vocal when she's not getting attention. So pretty much like every pet, mine will whimper up a storm if you like my dog just whimpers up a storm if he doesn't get enough attention. He's just like, hello, pay attention to me. And you're like, okay, fair enough.
And great public relations as well for Dublin Airport.
Yes, indeed.
Now, the Jessica technique, what is this and why has it been trending?
So yes, I don't know if you've seen this on your social media pages, but parents are taking videos of their children having tantrums and then they just suddenly start shouting, Jessica! And the kid will immediately stop like throwing their tantrum and they'll start looking around them to be like, where's Jessica? Mm-hmm. Who's Jessica? And it's this new trend that has emerged online and it is literally just a technique to like stop a tantrum. And
will we have a listen to it in action?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
You cannot just have Cheerios. Jessica?
I have so many problems with this.
Yeah.
So first of all, do not film your child, especially not while they're having a tantrum. And second of all, confusing the child by shouting out a random name is not going to solve anybody's problem. But what do I know?
Well, actually, the USA Today, they actually spoke to a bunch of doctors about why this seems to be working. Mm-hmm. And it's to do with kind of like resetting the child's brain and kind of using it as like a redirect. So like you sort of do with like if you want to try and like distract them when they're having the tantrum of being like, oh, look at this or something like that. Or if they're on the verge of one, it's using that technique, but in a slightly different way. But you are dead right. Like filling them while they're having a tantrum. Just,
I have a visceral reaction even to hearing that. I think it is so unfair on that poor child. You know, it's just wrong. But anyway, and I don't agree that it works. But what, like, if pediatricians and psychologists and social media influencers say that it works, then maybe we should accept that it works. But people are actually doing this, are they there?
They are indeed. Now, it can actually work with any name. There are some people who have been using different names. And one of the reasons why not everybody is using Jessica is because they say that as long as it's a name that the child doesn't have a relationship with, so it's not someone that they would mm-hmm. know, then that's going to be the most kind of like jarring. It's going to be the most kind of like, hang on, what did you just say? Who are you calling for, kind of thing? Yeah. But if they know someone who's called Jessica or someone in the family's called Jessica, they're not going to have the same reaction. So we don't know why Jessica has just been the one that has stuck for everybody, but it is actually a case of it doesn't really matter what the name is as long as it's one that the child doesn't have a connection
okay.
to.
And stop putting your children on the internet. Yeah. The bottom line there. Right. The next one is about this star of The White Lotus. This is Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah, so Aubrey, bless her, she had a rather rough year last year. Her husband, Jeffrey Baena, passed away and, you know, she kind of retreated from the spotlight. It was just around the time of she was riding high on like The White Lotus, Agatha All Along. And then this tragic news came about and everybody's hearts absolutely broke for her because she's quite a popular star. And, you know, she actually has some good news now, is that she's expecting a baby. So herself and her new partner, Chris Abbott, they have just announced that they are expecting a baby. The news was first kind of breaking, I believe it was on People, but her reps then confirmed it. And there's been pictures where she's like not really hiding the bump anymore. She was actually pictured at Paris Fashion Week. And when you look at the photos now, you're like, oh yeah, like the outfit that she chose was very good at like concealing a bump. But she's due in the autumn. So yeah, she doesn't actually have that much longer to wait mm-hmm. now for her little bundle
and
of joy.
And people have been wishing her a great joy, haven't they?
They have, because, you know, when like her husband died in very tragic circumstances. So it was a big shock to everybody and to his family and herself as well. So to see her like go from being such like a bubbly personality to kind of like just grieving so much that, you know, people just really felt for her. And like her first appearance back out into public was for the SNL 50th anniversary. And everyone was really surprised to see her there. They're like, oh my God, it's so great to see you. But then she kind of retreated back again. So it's great to sort of see her coming back out of her shell a little bit, but then also having such great joy, you know, about to come into her life. So.
Even another animal story for us now that has originated in Ireland, but has garnered worldwide coverage.
It has. And you know what? It wouldn't be me if I didn't have some sort of animal related story. But I don't know if people have seen this. It only really popped up on my socials yesterday. And it is the dog getting very impatient with its owner and basically jumps into the front seat of the car and starts bipping the horn to make sure that they can come back quicker than they had been doing. This video has gone so viral that it has appeared on CNN, CBS, ABC, Good Morning America. It has taken the world by storm because of this pup's absolute impatience with its owner. And, you know, I think we can all kind of relate to it as well. It's like, oh, would you come on? You don't need to be looking at that now. Like, get back into the car.
If you want to know how they train the dog to do that, well, we have a listen to how this story was reported yes. in the United States.
There are many reasons not to leave your dog in the car, but this is a new one. A dog in Ireland, apparently annoyed by the wait, jumped in the driver's seat and just kept laying on the horn with some moral support, it seems, from another furry friend in the back. No word tonight on whether the owners came running. I would have.
I love it. I love how they say a dog in Ireland.
Yeah. Ireland. I actually had family coming over from the States for St. Patrick's Day. And I was literally saying to them, it's like, it's Ireland, not Ireland, Ireland, like our land. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they were saying it perfectly for the entire trip. So I was very proud of that.
Well, you almost, when you're speaking to an American and telling them where you're from, you've got to say it like that for them to understand. Otherwise, they think you're from Iowa, which causes all sorts of confusion. And we're going to be talking about Artemis 2 and the astronauts coming back to Earth later on today. But the internet is obsessed with this space trip.
It really is. And I think this has been like the first moon excursion that we have seen in like, so like in my lifetime. So I think a lot of people are really interested in it from that point of view. But also the fact that we are able to get these images back in real time, like this is going up on all over social media. We're having conversations with them on the news in live time. Again, like when you think about it, it's like they are how many millions of miles away and we are able to do this. So it's actually quite baffling when you think about it, but also just really, really cool. It is like something from a movie. And, you know, like Project Hail Mary is one of the biggest box office hits at the moment. And now we actually have our own space journey in real life as well. So I think it is just gorgeous. Some of the photos that have been coming back are stunning. And let's face it, this has been the biggest story all over social media this week. So we'd be remiss if we didn't mention
it. Yeah, and the photographs work really well on social media. And there's so many of them and we're getting them in real time, as you say. They're also great for memes. People have been using them for that purpose too, haven't they, Olivia?
Oh, they have. And like, it's just the genius of some people for coming up with some of these memes. I'm not as quick as a lot of these people, so I always enjoy like reading them. I'm like, oh, that's very clever. And it just baffles me sometimes, be like, how does your brain work like that to get some of these going?
We have a listener, Olivia, who's been using the Jessica trick without filming my child, and it is working a treat.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.